This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. Your turn. 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. I want to talk to you about something. And in doing that, I want to commend both the Plum School District, which is new to this, and the Shaler School District, which I knew I was going to commend. But Plum is now jumping aboard. So, how about this story? This from the Post-Gazette. This fall, students and visitors at Plum Borough School District will be expected to pass through metal detectors. To increase security at its middle and high schools, the district has purchased 4 systems that will screen for weapons such as knives and firearms as people pass through, similar to devices used at stadiums for professional sporting events and concerts. And there's a quote here from district officials. They sent a letter to the community, and it says, "The open gate system will be deployed both during the school day for visitors and after our extracurricular activities," or events they used. So there's that. The district's decision to invest more than $75,000 in the screening devices reflects a broader shift in how the region's secondary schools are approaching safety and security. Now, that part was written by the Post-Gazette, end quote, just before that. For students at Hempfield Middle School and High School, passing through metal detectors has been part of their normal morning routine since 2024. In 2023, the Pirates donated 30 walk-through metal detectors to the Pittsburgh Public Schools. So, South Allegheny Franklin Regional Gateway, they've implemented weapon screening systems at their buildings. So, them, Hempfield, Plum, Shaler. Shaler plans to launch the same system as Plum this fall. And you know how that came about. I've talked about this a few times. After that bonehead kid had a loaded gun.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Gone on a bus from Millvale on his way to school in Shaler and put it on social media. Now, the way these Plum and Shaler devices work, they don't have a bar that goes across, a crossbar. They just both go straight up. You know, they're just kind of walled in and you walk through. Monitored by school police and staff, the devices chosen by Plum and Shaler will trigger an alert if they detect an unauthorized item. If that occurs, the person passing through would be directed to a secondary screening and possible bag check, according to Plum Borough School District Superintendent Ashley Boyers. At Shaler, officials said secondary searches could involve handheld metal detector wands and a search of their belongings. The decision to introduce weapons detection equipment at Plum Borough was not made in response to a specific threat, school officials said, but it does reflect a broader shift in the school safety strategy. Why isn't everybody doing this? Really? Why isn't everyone doing this? And when we talk about Harrisburg, and we talk about grants, and we talk about funding, and we talk about this and that, and especially, though, when you talk about school districts that can't afford it, Plum and Shaler are kind of both in the same boat. They're not the richest of the rich school districts, and they're not the depressed school districts. They're kind of there in the middle. If they can come up with $75,000, whether they got to shake the couch cushions or whether they got it readily available, then I think a lot more school districts can. As soon as I saw this, I copy and I pasted it, and I wrote an email, and the email was to every school board member in Hampton School District, the school district in which I live. It was not at all adversarial. It was actually the opposite. And I said, would you happen to take a look at this? This is something that I believe our school district could benefit from as a father of two children, and it's just a peace of mind and to stay safe and to implement something that monetarily won't crush the school district, and more so from a safety standpoint, could give everybody another layer of safety. And quite frankly, if comparable school districts such as Shaler and Plum can afford this, I have an impossible time understanding why, one, we can't, and two, why we wouldn't. And I'm waiting to hear back, and I wonder if I will hear back from them. Now, I did write pretty much the same email to the superintendent when Shaler, at the end of last school year, said they were going to do this. And the superintendent got back to me in like 3 hours. He was like, I'm going to pass this along to the committee people. This is a great idea. We'll look into it. And I hadn't heard anything back from then. And I don't feel weird about sending an email because I wasn't a jerk about it. And that's, they work for you as people who live in the school district. And I'm just asking a couple questions. But I ask you this at 866-391-1020. Because when this topic comes up, this is what it is for me. What's the harm here? If we can afford this, and maybe we can afford this by, maybe we don't need the best turf. Maybe we don't need our name written on the turf in 9 gazillion font. Maybe we could scale it back to 7 gazillion font. Maybe every team doesn't need 15 uniforms. You know, I'm sure we could find a way to pinch some pennies somewhere where we're spending money maybe it shouldn't be spent. If you're a public school in this area, tell me exactly the harm in putting these things up. You've been through them. You've been to concerts. You've been to Pirate games. You've been to Steelers. You walk through 9 out of 10 times, 98 out of 100 times, you walk through, nothing buzzes, you keep going. Because you've conditioned yourself to understand, hey, I can't bring anything in there that's going to set that thing off. I.e., I can't bring anything in there that's a safety hazard. I.e., I don't want to hold everybody up. So I'm not going to bring anything in there I shouldn't. And when kids get conditioned to that, and when they understand that, then the process will go smoothly. And it's a very simple thing, too. It's a visual deterrent. When you have something like that, then you think of somebody who may have been thinking about something nefarious, and that deters them. I just think this is a slam dunk, and I don't understand why it's a good story in the Post-Gazette, but I don't understand why the story isn't there's just a few schools who aren't doing this, let alone the other side, where there's just a few schools who are doing this. I guess what I'm getting at is I'm lost why this isn't the norm, why it's still an outlier in the year 2025. I don't want a police state. I don't want Fort Knox. I don't want it locked down and it feels like you're walking through, some sort of regiment somewhere. But what I do want is for all the kids and the teachers and the staff and everybody to be safe. And this seems like a very logical and economical way to do it. So when we waste time at school board meetings yelling about this coach or that coach or this thing or that thing or my kid isn't getting enough playing time, why aren't there people at school board meetings all over Western Pennsylvania saying, hey, this open gate system, that seems to work in a lot of other places that Plum and Shaler are now doing, which is I commend the heck out of them. Why aren't we having this when school opens in just a couple weeks for a lot of people?
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.